This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Yay.
Listen to Spin at about 5 to 10 on Sunday for Emma calling someone fat.
Because he can predict things that are going to happen in the future.
I'm just predicting things.
I thought you were going to say, listen back in this show at around what time would it have been?
I don't know what you're talking about.
For Emma's burp.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it didn't come up. Emma burped in the show today, but it didn't air.
It was just before 9 o'clock, but it wasn't loud enough.
Damn it.
I heard it in my headphones, which is funny.
I heard it too.
There's this thing called processing.
Yeah, I know.
And the processing compresses all the bad
noise
away.
But come here, and the other log, without the processing, did it come through?
It was on the very quiet, it was on the log without any of the music in the background, but very faint.
Right, okay. Listening wouldn't have
It would have just sounded a bit... Just like a...
Hey, here's the most... Yeah. We sometimes get into real radio talk. Okay, I'm going to do the most radio talk we've ever done. Okay. Right, in this next question. Okay? If you took the burp from the unprocessed log and played that out on air, would it process it?
Oh,
that's a very
good
point.
I'll say. Ooh, that's a good one,
Dave. I'm not too sure.
Let's think on that.
This reminds me of a thing that we did, and I can't remember why we did it, and I don't think you were here, Emma.
Okay.
Why? We did a bit with the other one.
Where we crashed the radio station.
Yeah, where we made the radio station go to emergency backup, and I don't know why. Oh, it was the...
You are not
Jen Payne song.
Yes.
That had a big gap in it.
Pretty girls walk like this.
Yes.
And then there was a huge gap in it, and essentially just explained to you whenever you're off air for like that amount of time, 5, 6, 7 seconds when there's silence, basically the mountain kicks in, which means that a CD that plays from the Dublin Mountains kicks in and keeps us back on air, kind of, but not really.
What?
And that gives us time to figure out here what the hell is going on.
I used to have it in a previous radio station I worked at called Beat, and without fail,
Martin Garrix.
It was always the Jonas Brothers and not Waffle House, the one before that. And it was as soon as you played that song, everyone was like, they've crashed.
Yeah, yeah. If I'd be in the car listening to Beat and I heard that song, I'd be like, oh shit, they're off air. Hope you're okay.
Why do we have mountain sound instead of a song?
We go to the mountain.
Yeah, so Fiona.
What does that mean?
The mountain is where the satellites are, yeah?
It's not a satellite.
Listen to Callum explain this to you.
Wow.
The radio, you know Three Rock Mountain.
I feel like I'm getting like the birds and bees talking. Yeah.
Three Rock Mountain in Dublin. That's where all the radio transmitters are. So you look up there and it looks like there's a load of mini Eiffel Towers.
Okay.
They're radio transmitters.
Okay.
So when we do our show from the studios in Dublin. Yeah. That is then sent to the mountain.
Okay.
And then the mountain transmits it to the rest of the city.
Okay.
So that's where the broadcast units are. So when the backup kicks in, it kicks in from the mountain, but it's just a CD of loads of songs.
Okay.
So our engineer would like sometimes drive up and replace the CD.
These days it's all digital.
It's all online.
But it's very funny because when we were doing our show from Longitude, this is like really nerdy. We were doing our show, you can see the transmitter from our studio at Longitude. So we were doing our show in Longitude, which was then beamed back to the studio in Dublin 2.
And
then it's sent up to the mountain. And then it's transmitted. And there is like a 2 second delay. Not even that. It's phenomenal. Technology is amazing.
Right. Here's another one, right? So I used to work in FM 104 and up in Dublin 1 where they're based. from their office, you can see clearly a great, like, you can see the mountains, you can see the transmitters. And at the time, I remember people talking that, like, right in front of their building, because you normally have perfect vision of the transmitters and the radios.
Yeah.
A big building was due to be built up in front of it.
Oh.
And I remember at the time the engineers questioning, would it affect their signal?
It did, I think, though.
Didn't it? I don't know what they did about it since, but it was just this question of, like, before you could just go straight up, but now this big monstrosity of a building was going to affect your transmission.
Oh my God.
If there is silence on the radio, if there's 7 seconds worth of silence, what will happen is the mountain will kick in and it'll go, oh, there's 7 seconds of silence, something's obviously broken, I'll now help that and I'll click play on this CD so that there's no dead air, so that people listening to Spin will only ever hear 7 seconds of silence, and then boom, the mountain will kick in.
Guys, I am so unqualified for this song. It's like
a generator if the power goes.
But basically, what happened then on the time when it was Dave and Ash on the show, I was off or something.
Yeah.
This particular song. Jen Payne, Pretty Girls Walk. Pretty Girls Walk Like This. And then there was a big silence.
So, and then the beat would come in and go, all the Pretty Girls Walk Like This.
So we joked about that.
Yeah. We were worried that it was too long of a silence and that we think the mountain would kick in.
So they kept doing things and leaving silences and stuff.
And then I think the joke was we purposely was extending the silence to see how long it would take for us to fall off air.
And they were actually saying to people listening, if you hear this song kick in, it means the mountain's playing.
Oh my God. Sorry. Not me thinking that there'd be like goat sounds and like the rustling of leaves playing.
Shepherds. Like,
yeah. Herding.
Interesting, isn't it?
Anyway, listen, that's the radio talk done. Good luck.
Now you know how radio works.
Yeah. Wow.
1038.
Hello there, happy Friday.
All right, we're live for a Friday. What's going
on, guys? Good morning, how we do?
Oh, it's a long time coming. I am so excited for some granny time today.
Right.
Yeah.
Big up, granny.
Yeah, my granny Phyllis. I haven't seen her in ages.
Have you seen Phyllis?
I'm going to say like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. A disgrace.
That's horrible.
An absolute disgrace.
What kind of granddaughter are you?
Oh, don't stop. We're going to.
I'd say it's Phyllis. Phyllis does be flat out with the yoga and the other bits. Well, maybe she can fit you in.
That's actually quite true because a few weeks ago, I kind of suggested the whole, do you want to meet halfway in Kilkenny? My dad might bring you up. We'll have lunch or something.
She drives though, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she shouldn't go on a motorway now, Dave.
Would she not?
She'll go over back to home store more. No bother to the same one.
She's got her priorities.
She does, yeah. And she said, sure, I can meet you. I've got my yoga. I said, all right, it's fine. Didn't miss a class for me.
And she listens to this show, doesn't she?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
Phyllis. She's probably been waiting for us to get going for the last 20 minutes listening to Bless and Cameron Watson.
Her favourite. She loves Bless. She's awful religious.
She is, actually, yeah. She's a prayer for all of us every night.
Oh, very good.
But today, as I rang her yesterday, I said, are you around tomorrow? Just me now. No dog, no Jack. Just me and you hanging out for the day, yeah? I said, yeah, I can see you between like 1 and 5. But I'm off to a barbecue then. I said, okay, that's fine.
1 in 5 is such a long period of time. I rock into my granny and I'm just like there for about 20 minutes. She's like, listen, it's often.
Oh, not listen.
Yeah, go on.
That's
go
on. Brutal. Yeah.
She said, so I don't know if you have a friend or something you'd like to meet. We should be back around 8:30 or 9.
Oh,
you can pick me up.
God. Sorry, that is my dream social event from 5 till 8:30 or 9.
Yes.
I'm like, that is amazing. Yeah, yeah. Phyllis has it.
Oh, I just can't wait for a nap on her couch later, man.
Yeah.
I know. The heat and probably blasting.
I can't wait to see my granny. She has a great couch for napping.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
From Spin, summer's number one hit music station. And today is your last chance to get yourself in the draw to win a gorgeous holiday to Malta, Morocco or Mallorca with Spin's holiday hot pick.
Woo.
Listen up across the show this morning. We'll tell you how to enter and get involved. Last chance to get yourself qualified.
Woohoo. But for now, a big sporting weekend. And who better to discuss that with you than myself, who has never held football. Well, not since the... Under 10 girls, Coola, All-Ireland final champion. No, it absolutely wasn't an All-Ireland. But it was a riveting match, nil all it was.
What year was that? 19 diggity
12. Oh, no, tell. So, obviously, on Sunday, when Donegal take on Kerry, there'd be a little coin toss to see who gets to play on the nicer side of the field.
And you say you don't know anything about sport.
I know this stuff. That kind of happens across all sport as well. In many matches, they'd be known to throw a coin.
Well, so you need to know who goes first or who's tipping off.
Who goes first or like who gets to wear the nicer jersey.
Although I don't understand why Gad does it, because it's for throwing.
It's to be what side
what
of the
side,
pitch?
Of course.
Way the wind is blowing.
The wind is blowing. What the vibe is for the day. Do you know what I mean?
Where are the fans? Can I look at them up that
where
way?
Where's the good lighting for action shots of me and my beautiful thighs? If you are a member of the Donegal team. In other sports, cricket, for example, a coin toss is also used to determine who gets to bat or bowl first.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And the winning captain gets to pick. Do they want to bat or bowl? And so the Indian cricket team, right, this came across my desk this morning, have lost 14 international coin tosses in a row.
Oh, God. That's bad luck.
That's incredible odds.
Mm.
But like, are they doing it on purpose at this stage?
I don't even think you can do it.
Can I inspect this coin?
Throw the coin on the ground.
I don't know. I think it's okay. So the chances of that happening are 1 in 16,384.
Wow.
It's less, you're more likely to do that though than win the lotto.
Oh, hey, it could be
that
you.
That just shows you how crazy it is to win.
It couldn't be India. Mm-hmm. But I, like, I don't know, it does seem a bit mental. I feel like there's something going on there. Something happening. Bit of a conspiracy.
I think, honestly, they'd rather win, though.
Yeah, I guess.
There's no point giving it to the other team.
Like, do they then go and win? I know I brought this story, so I should
know, I doubt it.
India are very good.
I've heard they're good at cricket, actually. So I've brought in a coin.
Brilliant.
And I thought, why don't we see?
God, I haven't seen one of them in a while. What's
that
look like?
Bring it back, vintage, cash is king, brothers.
Absolutely.
Just to see, by chance, if we can purposely lose 14 coin tosses.
Okay,
ooh,
cool.
Okay.
I actually haven't done this in ages.
So you want to lose, yeah. So flip it up into your hand.
Okay, so I say tails.
Okay, so flip it and then catch the thing.
Oh, it's gone on the ground. Let's see. You said tails?
Tails,
you win.
I already, yeah, okay. It's over.
Oh, yeah, you won.
Yeah, so it's
right, so...
Can I win 14 times in a row?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to say tails again. Give her a flick. Jesus.
My God.
Gone on the floor again. Not the best of the coin tosses. What's down there?
You had to catch that.
What did you go for?
Tails.
Tails.
It's tail.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. 3 for 3. Come on.
Am I meant to catch it with the hand I do this with?
Or just any hand.
Okay.
Just not on the ground. Oh, no. Nope. On the floor on the other side now to Callum. She said tails. Your tails.
Heads.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, give me a go.
Game is gone, lads. Game is gone. All right. What are you saying, Dave?
So I'm trying to lose.
Yeah.
Going heads.
Okay.
It's heads.
Okay.
We're unreal at this.
Can I win 14 times? Heads.
Oh, go on. He's on to 2 out of 2.
Tails. It's heads. Oh,
damn it.
Go on, Emma.
Do you know what, lads? We'd be here all day.
She'd get the side somehow.
No, this is good crack. Let's do it more.
Bless Cameron Watson and Kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello, hello, hello.
Bless Cameron Watson.
Bless.
Please God, Cameron bless Cameron Watson.
Bless him. Big update. I was talking yesterday morning around this time about a kitten that my neighbour found under my car. A tiny, scared little kitten. And we were trying to coax the kitten out with a bit of chicken so that we could catch her and just bring her in. My neighbour is a bit of a cat lady, Gina. She has 3 cats. So she was thinking, if it's someone's pet, I'll at least bring it in and, you know, we can put it up on the Crumlin Facebook pages and we can get it reunited. But for now, it's in danger because it's on the main road. And
probably shouldn't have been away from its mammy either. So
no,
a bit of
she was a tiny little baby. Yeah, very, very small. So we were trying to coax it out with chicken yesterday and that was going well. But then the cat got full and stopped coming out for our chicken
went
advances
back in underneath the car.
And went back in and then we kind of lost her in some bushes. So I was getting ready to go out to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival yesterday, kind of getting my bits done. And Dwayne goes, Fiona, the kitten's back. And I came out to the front garden. My neighbours are out there again. This time, my neighbour Gina.
How do they spot these things?
Yeah,
so
it's
quickly.
Honestly amazing.
So now,
a parade could go down my street and I wouldn't notice. Yeah,
I know, and this is—it's like the tiniest little meow. But so, because Gina heard the cat yesterday when she was working from home, she just heard the sound of a cat meowing.
Oh, she's such a cat lady. A cat could meow up in swords, and she's like,
something's happening. And see, then her son was involved, Harlan. So I think he was like out on the hunt for this little kitten. Mm. So I think he saw him. She was back under our car, and so we're all involved. Me, Dwayne, Gina, her son Harlan, her partner Les, we're all outside with the packets of ham, the packets of turkey, super value turkey, mind you, that's the good stuff for this little cat. And we have various scarves and blankets that we're going to try and catch this cat with because, as I said yesterday, she bit Gina.
Can you get underneath the car?
Not really. I mean, I can view under the car, but I can't get my body. And she, like, if we went that close to her, she'd scarper.
Yeah.
So we were trying again to coax her out with the little like bits of chicken and she was like getting out to a certain point, but as soon as we tried to catch her, she'd get back in.
And she fancies your car, is it? Was it your car?
Yeah.
Again? Interesting.
And then she actually, I know cats do this in winter time and stuff to stay warm, she got up inside our engine.
Oh.
You could just see her little eyes poking out and we were like, what are we going to do with this little yoke? So then we decided to up the stakes. We decided to move on from catching her in a blanket. If I haven't said before, Dwayne is a massive cat person. Like, if he'd had his way, we would have had a cat, not a dog. So he was absolutely obsessed. He was like, don't stress her. You're going to distress her. If you grab her with that blanket, she'll be trapped. She'll have nowhere to go. So then we decided we'll try and get a box and do like the little lead line of chicken in towards the box. But she was, and we nearly got the box over her like three times, but she'd just scurry out, little skinny queen. And then after, so that was it. We had to give up. We had to go into the comedy festival. After the comedy festival, I'm kind of like a bit late getting into bed. It's, I was like just about to close the eyes and get a bit of fusees. Quarter past 12, Gina texts me, rescue mission accomplished, and a little picture of the kitten in a cage.
Oh my God.
In her house. And I was like, well, I can't go to sleep without, I need to know what happened. I was like, how did you get her? And she said, Gina said that the kitten started reacting to their cats crying.
Okay.
So her, Les, and Harlan were all out making cat noises and waving hands and trying to get the, and eventually after making the cat noises, the kitten let Gina pet her.
Wow.
And then they got her into the box.
That is so funny.
So yeah, come midnight she was fast asleep. They're going to take her to the vets today. Hopefully everything's all going to be okay.
People in Crumlin isn't going, there was an influx of cats last night. No,
just, that was just Gina down the road meowing. So yeah, all's well that ends well.
Brilliant.
Very good news. I didn't know if we'd see that cat again, so I'm very glad she's safe.
Does Gina have a name for her yet?
No, because she does not want to keep her, but like her little son Harlan is in love already, so I don't know, it could be four cats in my neighbour's house coming up soon.
She loves an engine, colour Volkswagen.
Oh my God, yeah, colour Golf.
And there's no way your dog and the cat would ever find a way.
Oh God, no,
coexist.
No, they can't live together peacefully.
Oh no.
But we'll admire her from afar.
Okay. Here's Jazzy now. This is Closer to the Floor.
Like the kitten.
Yeah. Oh, that was bad.
What?
Spin. Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild on Spin. Almost 20 to 8 this Friday morning, and before 8 o'clock, myself, Dave and Fiona will be telling you how you can win a holiday to Malta, Morocco or Mallorca with Spin's holiday hot pick. That is just around the corner, so stick with us, okay?
First though, this is something I've wanted to do for a couple of weeks, and I'm very, very excited that today is finally the day we get to do this. Basically, if you don't know, on a Thursday, we do a girly quiz, and it's where Emma and Fiona quiz me on all things girly. It's kind of the bane of my week, and I've been looking for a way to get back at, well, I suppose mainly Emma, because it was Emma's idea to do the girly quiz in the first place. That was her baby.
Was it Emma?
Yeah, when we first started the show, it was her baby, right?
Oh my God.
So I was just like, I'm kind of getting sick of being berated with questions that I clearly don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
I was like, there's not really anything I could ask Emma that she wouldn't know. She's quite a smart person. She knows a lot about, you know, different things, whatever. And then I was like, actually, no, there is. It's kind of online moments that me and Fiona quote on the daily that Emma doesn't get. And so I thought, that's kind of similar to what they make me do every Thursday.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring an online quiz to Emma Nolan and see how she does?
I suppose I'm more like a very passive TikTok user. Like, meme culture is kind of a bit lost on me. Some kind of TikTok.
You're the mammy
humor
of the group.
Yeah, a little bit of a loser, I suppose, to be honest.
No,
with
I'm
you.
Not a loser.
And there's often moments in the studio where Dave and Fiona and Callum are like riffing off each other, like quoting, going off on tangents in accents I've never heard from, like, shows I've never
nothing,
heard
nothing
of.
Too,
nothing racist,
too,
by the way.
No, by the way, here,
not
guys.
Like that.
We're all keeping it very PC.
What I mean is, like,
studio
characters from certain shows and things, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on in this room half the time.
So we decided to bring you this quiz of things that you should know from online culture, and then we think that the majority of people listening will know. So we welcome you to the online quiz, the very, very first edition. If it does well, hopefully it will be back. Are you ready to play?
I'm terrified, but I'm excited.
All right, here we go. I've wanted to ask you this question for months.
Oh, God.
And I'm so excited I finally get to do
I'm
it.
Oh, I'm happy for him.
Question one on this brand new online quiz, yet to be named. Who, where, or what is Harambe?
Harambe.
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 Now, keep in mind, I wouldn't ask you anything that you shouldn't know.
Okay. So, do we need to be an employer of Spin 103? This is something I should know.
It's
almost like, should we cancel our contract quiz?
Keep remember, an online
Harambe
quiz of things that are viral. Who, Harambe, where, or what is Harambe?
Harambe. Harambe. The bay. Harambe, baby.
We will give you a 50-50, Harambe, but you can only use it once, and there will be three questions.
Uh-huh. Just bear that in mind, Emma.
Harambe. I'm like, is it like a really cool Indian restaurant in like Sutton?
Oh my God, she got it. How
in
did
one.
She get that one?
You're gonna go and
it is.
Get some kind of a lovely curry looking out across the bay in Harambe. Harambe with your bay. 50-50 me up, please.
You're gonna 50-50
it. Yeah, gimme.
Straight in.
Okay, here we go. We're 50-50 on the first question. Who, where, or what is Harambe? A. A gorilla who was shot and killed by staff at Cincinnati Zoo in May 2016 after a young boy entered his enclosure. Or B. Is Harambe a small, well-moisturized hippo?
I'm with you. Harambe, that poor fella, and that stupid child for hopping into the enclosure.
Now she's with us. And the Facebook mom has entered the chat.
The other fella's Mudang.
Yes.
Honestly, Harambe did not deserve that. Do not be walking into his enclosure. And like, what parent allowed that to happen?
R.I.P. Harambe. Is that your final answer, A?
That's my final answer.
You're correct.
Wow.
Well done. Okay, we got there in the end.
Great name for an Indian, though. Harambe.
That was incredible. Okay, yeah. We'll keep that one in the maybe pile.
Well, question two.
All right, now, this is an audio question, Emma. Okay, so question number two. Who said this?
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean...
You guys always quote this.
We do. And we talk about this person a lot.
I was just about to kind of say... I know this, but I'm like, no, that's you guys going, dream guest on my podcast.
Dream guest on my podcast.
Five times a morning.
We do a good
air.
Impression.
Yeah.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean.
I think I know this one.
Go on.
Oh.
Simply because of a recently released single that sounds quite like what I've heard there.
There you go.
I think that's JoJo Siwa.
Emma.
Straight in, no message. She is correct.
Yes!
Would you like a bonus point?
Yeah.
Look for how quickly you got that.
Who was the dream guest?
JoJo Siwa. Who does she like? She likes her fella now these days. She likes two lads that'll be hanging off him as well.
Timmy.
That took me a second.
Dream guest on my podcast. I'm going to wing it. Brittany.
Let's have a listen
and see.
Let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh.
One of her exes.
Okay.
Who
okay.
is not, as far as I know, Britney.
Britney Spears. No. Unfortunately for
that's
Britney.
Okay. We're still
that was just
two
a
for
bonus.
Two. You that were... was just for a bonus point.
Emma, you're killing it.
Absolutely
to
killing
To be honest,
it.
I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for Benny Namazan.
With us always.
Here we go. With question three on the online quiz. This is a Fiona question. Very, very good question. During the Wicked press tour, a journalist interviewing Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo went viral for doing what with the lyrics of Defying Gravity?
Oh, no.
They were doing something. The lyrics of Defying Gravity.
You and I defying gravity.
Yes, very good. That's the song. Doing something as in... Okay, right, so something happened. They did so much press. God, and I watched so many of those interviews, but...
I'm not going to give you much clues, but I will say it was very confusing for a lot of people.
Mm.
Mainly the entire world.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. Particularly the entire world community.
Including the journalist, Ariana Grande, and Cynthia Erivo.
I was about to say, did Cynthia and Ariana like it?
Cynthia was the main fan and Ariana supported her, you might remember, with a subtle finger hold to let her know she was with her.
I remember the memes of the finger holds. Yes. I don't know. What did this journalist do to the lyrics of Defying Gravity, a lovely song? Did this journalist rap them?
Rap them. Is that your final answer?
You and I, Defying Gravity.
Oh, wow.
Gravity.
No, something like that. Gravity. I don't know. That's my final answer. I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to have to give you the X on that one. I'm so sorry.
No!
You have lost the week.
Oh, sugar me booger. What happened?
Unfortunately, the answer we were looking for there was holding space.
She was holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity.
A lot of people have been holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really feeling power in that.
Oh, my God.
And feeling passion in that.
Oh, my God. I wasn't aware of this.
I didn't know that was happening. That's what I wanted.
What does holding space mean?
No one knows. No one knows.
The journalist is confused. Cynthia's confused. Ariana's confused. But they were holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity.
Yes.
Cynthia thought that was incredibly beautiful thing to say, even though she didn't really know what the hell it meant.
But the main thing was it was what she wanted.
I knew that this quiz was going to muddle my brain. And
that was the online quiz. Thoughts?
Hey!
Please, you did pretty well.
Feedback 087711103. What did you think of it? Would you like to hear it again? You know, well, not the same questions, but different questions.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear that Dave and Fiona are quite passionate about this and really want to make this a thing. So please, please get involved.
Let
get
us
involved,
know, guys.
This is my best day. Get involved.
Any suggestions for a name?
Dream question on my quiz.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. It's Friday. Hello.
It's
hello.
Friday, it's Friday then.
It's Saturday, Sunday. What? God, that was a terrible song. I'm so glad it's gone. So
it's bad. Hard to... It never leaves you, though.
I mean, if we play it, we love it.
Of course.
Thank God it's gone now.
It is. Last night was the first night at the Paddy Power Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Inaugural night of the comedy Christmas. So I was doing a show in Whelan's last night as part of it, our cherry comedy show. We're obviously rushing out the door. I was speaking earlier about a kitten that we had to rescue. Mm. So we had a load of bits going on and then got in the taxi to get in into Whelan's. And I was, when we were leaving Whelan's and heading over to like the main Ivy Gardens bit, like just to see who else was around afterwards and stuff, I was like checking that I had all my bits in my bag. I obviously knew I would be going home significantly earlier than my partner Dwayne. He gave the list of what comedians were on last night and who'd be out, and I was like, okay, grand, so I'll see you after my shift tomorrow morning. You're obviously not coming home. It was all his favourite party friends. And so I was walking over to Ivy Gardens and I was like, oh God, I don't have my keys. Was looking all over Whelan's for them. Kind of eventually realised I'd left them in the taxi. Thank God we'd freenowed. So Dwayne was able to get in touch with the taxi driver. This all happened when I was at home in bed. Dwayne was like, the taxi driver is driving back to Ivy Gardens. He's going to give me the keys. Okay, so you obviously give the taxi driver a few quid for that.
Mm-hmm.
How much would you give the taxi driver?
To go back from...
I don't know where he was. He was probably still around town. Like,
and in fairness, Ivy Gardens was probably popping off last night with loads of
he's
jobs.
Probably still around town. Tenner?
Tenner?
I'd say a tenner is loads, yeah.
So Dwayne had Shane Daniel Byrne in his ear last night saying, give him 50 quid.
Dear God!
And Dwayne was like, I panicked and gave it to him.
No.
50 quid?
I was like, Shane, Dan... Money no issue, Byrne.
50 quid, you could get a new house, a new door.
I could buy a new key.
No, I'm sorry, that's crazy. Especially
that's a lot,
because
isn't it?
Like most of the gigs he was going to get last night as a driver was around Ivy Gardens.
I know.
He probably came from the bottom of Camden Street.
I know, it's not like we said drive to Crumlin. But anyway, there you go.
50 quid.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And what happens now? Do you owe that to your fella?
He put it on the Cherry Comedy paid for it, essentially.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
Do you know what? Throw back to the time where Pippa lost her keys in a taxi and I paid the taxi man 30 quid to drop the keys to Finglas Garda station and he just never did.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a big moment.
Just 30 quid. Bye-bye.
Dave in and out to the Garda station like no man's business. No sign of those keys.
Disappear
no
into
keys.
The night sky.
Scammed.
With 30 quid in the keys. Yeah. Have a great session.
Music station.
This is the part where I rank some of my favourite very niche things. In the past, I've ranked things like High School Musical songs or lines from Titanic. This week is quite possibly the most niche Dave Ranks that I've ever done. I welcome you to Dave Ranks songs I wasn't allowed to play in my parents' car or they'd switch to News Talk.
Yeah. Me up, baby.
Incredible. I love thinking about little child Dave with his CDs. Honestly.
Mom,
put it on. In my little CD book.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You had one of those.
I did. Now, before I start this, I need to talk to you listening for a second. Stop telling my parents that I'm talking about them. Because they keep finding out. When they get to work and someone goes in and goes, I was listening to your son, he was talking about you. Shut up. Stop.
What happens on the radio is private.
It's between me and you listening. Don't tell her or him, okay?
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my mom I'm talking about her. Don't tell my dad I'm talking about her. It's as simple as that. Mind your business. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind that most of these songs that I was not allowed to play in my parents' car, they'd switch to News Talk, are kind of from back in the day. I'm aging myself here. Huh? You might not know all of them, but you should know most of them, right? My rankings are going to be for how much they hated the songs.
Okay.
So five was, they didn't really like it.
David.
Number one was Turn That Off Now, where it's right to Pat Kenny. You know what I mean? So in fifth place is a song that needs absolutely no introduction. I didn't mind my parents turning this off because it got a bit repetitive after a while, and I'm not sure why I was playing it in the first place, maybe to annoy them. In fifth place, for songs I was not allowed to play in my parents' car, they'd switch to News Talk, is this. One more time.
We are the cheeky girls, you are the cheeky boys, you are the cheeky boys.
I used to get really embarrassed and they'd be like, touch my bum. I'd be like, I would never, mother, never. That is fifth place.
What a great song,
so good. And what a great time for culture.
In fourth place is a song that was so annoying at the start, but it got kind of good after that, like the chorus and stuff was good. Song four is a bit of a banger. It's a real shame about the start of it. When you hear it, you're going to go, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. But bit of a banger. In fourth place, it's this.
So good.
I have nobody.
Realised the song was about his time in jail for some offences, I might have been more like,
that was kind of his theme, locked up.
Fourth place, that is Akon and Lonely. Yeah. And fifth place, we had the cheeky girls with the cheeky song.
Sorry, that Akon song is whopper.
But as you know, the start of it does start off at Lonely. Yeah. Yeah, not great though. Don and Grania didn't really like that. Again, don't tell them I'm talking about them, right? In third place is a song that I'm worried about, to be honest, because I showed this to loads of people in the office who work in 98FM who I thought they'll know it, right? They're a station who play 90s and noughties R&B and dance. None of them knew it.
Oh.
But then I showed it to a few others around the building. They knew it, so I got a bit of confidence. Song three is very annoying, but I loved it. My parents would switch to a News Talk immediately. In third place, Dave ranked songs I wasn't allowed to play in my parents' car. They'd switch to News Talk. Is this.
Wait.
Oh, go on. Am I having a stroke?
Again,
what just happened?
In third place is El Chambo with Chacaron.
Chacaron. Here we go.
Everyone in studio is just staring dead-eyed at me and shaking and shimmying in unison, and I'm terrified.
Their chest, yeah, you look bewildered.
It was not a song my parents enjoyed as much as we have in studio.
No guitars there.
That's not real music.
Dave, I'm sorry.
What is going on?
This is amazing. You need to be educated, Fiona Frawley.
I do.
So third place, El Chambo and Chacaron. Here we go in second place. Second place was from a great music group or band, whatever you want to call this group, but arguably their worst song, according to my parents, who would go straight to News Talk if this came on. Second place, it's this.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, love.
I got their hatred of this song.
No.
I hate it.
That's a terrible thing to pass down to your child.
And in first place is this, right? I hope you know it. It might be a bit niche, but under no circumstances was I allowed to put this song on, even though it's kind of a banger, right? Song one on Dave Rank Songs I wasn't allowed to play in my parents' car or they'd switch to News Talk is this.
Not the response, not even the original.
You right back. Like a bit of a banger from Frankie. F you right back. I think it was it Eamon?
Yeah, were you allowed to play Eamon's version?
I'd never heard of Eamon's
version. What?
I'd never heard of Eamon's
version. Frankie's
I only
was the response.
I only heard the rebuttal. I only heard the rebuttal, okay?
That is wild.
Do you know, I found out about Eamon's version. It was like F.U. or whatever.
Yeah.
I found out about that yesterday from Barry, from Cash Machine Barry Dunn. He was like, oh yeah, that's the response. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, that's the response to Eamon's. I was like, who's called Eamon?
I cannot believe that.
How did you miss Eamon's version?
F.U. right back.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the F.U. came first, pal.
Dave Rank's thoughts.
Oh, that was my favorite.
It was one of my faves.
Don't tell my parents.
Here we go. You mentioned it earlier, Fiona. Big, big ga game this weekend.
Who's playing there?
Donegal and Kerry.
Well done.
Yeah. Why are the Dubs not in it this year? Are we gone bad?
Yeah, we're crap.
Yeah,
what happened? What happened to the 5s and 6s and 7s in a row?
Didn't do more of them.
Right, okay. Well, listen, it's a big day here in the office. You know the way sometimes corporate companies like to make fun days?
They like to have a bit of fun.
And this kind of gives me the vibes of when you went to secondary school and they were like, if you want to wear your jersey or your own clothes in on Friday, bring in €2.
Yeah. Friday is crazy sock day.
Earlier on, so it is obviously County Colours Day, but earlier on, Fiona had €1 on her desk because she was doing a coin flip for something to do with the show, and I thought it was she was paying to be in the jersey day.
Today,
and I was like, crap, do I need a €2 coin?
Ma, give me a €2.
County Colours Day happening today in not just here in our building, but in the company buildings all across the country today. And one of the guys we work with, he's a great lad, his name is Cahill.
Yeah,
and he's part of this team trying to create a bit of crack, you know?
The people and culture.
Guys, morale is on the floor, okay? And Cahill is helping things.
And if we don't put on a GAA... this whole place is going to go to the bloody dogs.
Now, this has been taken quite seriously. You know the way sometimes you get these emails about big company days and you're going to go, oh, nice, probably won't do it, but sound. This has been followed up multiple times on email this week that this is happening today, and it even moved into like personalised radio stations like our Spin Wider WhatsApp group. Like, are we taking part tomorrow, guys? Because Cahill really wants to know.
And Cahill actually asked in person yesterday to me, which is what made me say, right, I need to get a jersey.
Yeah. So this is the email we got. There's prizes on this as well. You could win an L. Weekend away at Fota Island Resort.
Oh my god, the Fota's stunning.
I don't think I'm winning that.
Nah. There's tickets to go to CMAT as well, just for getting involved. Unreal.
Where are we?
But he's very specific in his rules. You do not, in capital letters, have to just wear Kerry or Donegal. We encourage you to proudly back your own county or pick a side for the crack.
Yeah.
Right? And what you'll notice about Cahill's emails is he talks about the crack we're going to have quite a lot in his emails.
Listen, crack was mentioned.
You wear a jersey, lads, and be a bit of crack.
Yeah. He goes on to say in the same email, an online quiz will be sent out too for a bit of crack.
Oh, great.
In the next sentence he says, please remember that this is all a bit of crack.
Oh, good, good.
And we have tried our best to pull something together to make a bit of crack around the company.
Does anyone know if this is going to be a bit of crack?
I don't know.
Will there be crack on the day? Or what?
So I didn't want to be a spoiled sport because I know how much Cahill has put into this. So I did.
And you love a bit of crack.
I love a bit of crack. I messaged back into the group last night saying, sorry guys, I don't own one. And our Alex, legend Alex from our news, messaged me privately on WhatsApp last night saying, Emma, would you like to borrow a jersey? I'll bring one in for you. And I was like, how do I tell him that I don't really want to? So I just was like, do you know what? I'm fine. I'll be in and out early enough tomorrow. I'll be grand.
Emma hates crack Nolan.
Yeah. I hate crack Nolan. Fiona, you're donning a Donegal jersey today.
Yes. Yeah. Dwayne, my partner, is from Donegal. And I'm really rooting for them. I'd love to see them do it. It is one of my favourite counties for sure.
100%.
I don't think I'd be putting a Dublin jersey on myself. And then my fam are from Cork. And I'm just like, that's a bit much.
Especially
up the rebels.
After last week.
All right, we got it. The real capital.
Talk to us about your outfit of today.
Looking for something to wear this morning, and I don't have a jersey, and so I was like, right, blue, I'll just put on the blue for Dubs because I don't have anything for me. I don't have any green or yellow top, so I was like, I'll just do my family or Dubs, so why don't I wear the blue thing? And then I was sitting down at my desk and Alex from news once again rocks in. He says, David, are you not taking part? I said, no, I had no jersey, blue Dublin. And he was just like, are you not from Meath? And I was like, I am. And he's like, okay, I have a Meath jersey in my bag. Do you want it? I was like, why do you have a Meath jersey? He was like, well, my dad's from Meath. I was like, that does not explain why you have it in your bag. He already has a jersey on.
He had a beautiful fitting Wicklow jersey. And now...
I am wearing a Capac
Meath jersey.
Can we say it's a stunning jersey? I think it's a bit of a vintage one. It's got the collar and everything.
Mm.
And Dave is rocking it with some Adidas trackies, which I just think is an incredible look.
I do look like a GAA player, don't I?
I have to tell you listening that this morning at 6:30 when Alex produced this jersey, Dave didn't even go to the bathroom. He stripped bare chested in the office into his jersey. I didn't know where to look, lads. It was 6:30 in the morning.
I look at yous, you know, like... Ken dolls, you know what I mean?
You look at us and say, let me show them my nipples.
They're not real people. It's fine to strip in front of you.
And I got a message from one of our colleagues down the country in a different radio station saying, do you have the county colours on? And I sent back a little picture of me just in like my blue little shirt. And he said, I said, best I can do being Waterford, it's blue. And he said, bit of a stretch there, Emma. My boyfriend Jack this morning was like, do you want my Leeds jersey? I was like,
no,
I don't think you get it. No,
why
it's
don't
fine.
You just put Moncrief's album on a string and tie it around?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. Alan, what's your excuse?
I've got a blue shirt on Up the Dubs.
You do, in fairness.
Up the Dubs.
That'll do. Do you not hear? We were meant to have a bit of crack.
The drive
today.
For five.
I'm just
it wasn't
having
for a half dozen.
Half dozen.
When does the crack start?
A bit more crack, please. It's time. Another month has ran past us. It is the last Friday of July, believe it or believe it not. And that means one thing on this show. For no reason, really. We play the shortest quiz.
No, in fairness, it does have a reason. This is all because it started on the very shortest day of the year. And then we decided, why don't we do this every month? Because it's just so darn fun.
Yeah.
It's chaos as well.
We're about to ring as many people as we possibly can, give away rakes of IMC cinema passes. Please, if we start calling you, turn the volume on the radio down in the background because it sounds like muck.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Deep breath. Let's go. Anthony, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing?
Hi, welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What goes moo?
A cow.
Yay!
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Looking for you now, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Good morning, guys. Hello.
Morning. All right, Darren. Danny, here is your question. Type of car?
Skyline.
Nissan. Why not, Danny? Why not? Danny, congratulations. Yes. 2 hours and zero passes on the way to you.
Thanks very much.
Happy Good Friday. Bye, Danny. We're looking for you now, Jade. Jade, good morning. Welcome
Hello.
To the shortest quiz. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Are you ready for your question?
Yep.
What's the Irish for no?
Neil.
Yay!
Not a short quiz question.
No, good enough.
Too long. Irish for no.
Irish no. Sorry, guys, I'm new here.
You said Irish no.
Irish no. Yeah, Neil, we will accept those, Jade. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
We're removing two IMC Cinema Passes from Fiona's drawer for that.
Yay. Bye, Jade. Slán.
Bye.
Go full. Now, Erica, we're looking for you. Erica, welcome
Hello.
To the shortest quiz. Hi.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi, Erica. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are
Hi.
You? Hey, you ready for your question?
Yeah, go for it.
Rhyme, cat.
Mat.
Yes. Yay. Spot on. Now, was that like something you'd put on the ground or was that like your friend, Matt?
I think my friend, Matt.
Okay, fair enough.
Good answer.
Two T's. Yeah. Two T's, yeah.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah,
Good luck, Erica. I'm just going to pass
Bye.
On the way to you. Good
Bye,
luck.
Erica.
Bye-bye.
Ross, we're looking for you now.
Hello.
Hi, Ross. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Ross, good morning. How
hey
are
guys.
You? Welcome. And here is your question. What does a laugh sound like?
Ha 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 ha.
Brilliant.
Well
brilliant.
Done, Ross.
I have to say, Dave, that was quite a long
took
question.
About 10 years to ask
I was going
to
say, I didn't want to go, laugh sounds like? Question mark? Because you love saying question mark. Ross, congratulations.
One for you, another for me.
You have won IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Yay. Well done, Ross.
Thanks a million, lads.
Bye.
I'm not shorty.
Bye. You too.
Looking for Beezer now. That's B-E-E-Z-E-R.
Beezer.
Beezer.
Well, how are you guys?
What's the crack?
How are you getting on?
Beezer, that's some name.
We're fine, but
it is indeed, isn't it?
It is.
We don't have time to talk about it, Beezer. Are you ready for your question? Shortest quiz question?
I am indeed.
Okay, Beezer. Colour, grass.
Grass.
Colour, grass.
What colour is grass?
Oh, green.
Yay!
Green, sorry.
Spot
See,
on.
When you ask it too short, it's confusing.
Well, I think it's a Shankill accent, if you want to See you, Beezer. Thanks,
Bye, Beezer.
Good luck, Beezer, you geezer.
No, what a great thank you.
Beezer.
Two more.
For now?
We'll see.
Hello.
Emma, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hello, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. Okay, here we go. Emma, make slurp noise.
Congratulations, IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Well deserved.
Lovely stuff, thank you.
Last player.
Come on.
Well, you know what that means.
Oh, I do know what that means. Come on. Natasha, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Natasha.
Natasha,
did we catch you on the toilet?
No, I'm just playing with my son.
Listen, welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your... Oh my God, guys, it's after happening again.
Oh,
it's just after happening. Oh my God.
Natasha, you're going to like this.
They're going to like this a lot. I had a really funny short quiz question ready for you, but that's not going to happen because a McDonald's side mission has just appeared in front of us.
Ooh, Natasha, do you want to go on a McDonald's side mission?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, let's do this thing. This summer, McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions, the pit stops, the laughs, and the unforgettable moments in between. Watch out for McDonald's side missions with daily in-app offers that provide a fun detour from life's main mission. Nothing beats a McDonald's side mission.
Okay, wow.
All right, Natasha, so we're going to give you a quick side mission to do this morning, and if you do it, you will win a family pass for Explorium, the National Sport and Science Centre.
Oh my God, my brother-in-law brought my niece to this recently. Brilliant.
Unreal. So Natasha, you won't even need to come up with games to play for your son because you can do them all here.
Well, she has to win it first. She has to go on the side mission.
But I believe in you, Natasha. All you have to do today, okay, is tell us what your favourite song is.
Wow. Tough one.
Your favourite song.
At the moment, what's your favourite song?
I don't know.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
What an absolute banger!
But here's the thing, Natasha. There's a bit more to this. We would like you to sing that again. But instead of using words, you have to woof it like a dog.
Oh, that's actually
an easy one. That sounds well.
That's an easy one to woof, I think. Yeah. Off you go, Natasha.
Woof, 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 woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, spectacular. You've just won yourself a family pass for Explorium, the National Sport and Science Centre.
Oh, brilliant. You'd be delighted now. Thanks so much.
Yay. Have a great day, guys.
Good luck, Natasha.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll
get over you. Does everyone hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Text in if you heard Emma burp. 0877 11 103. Did you hear Emma burp?
I was so sure that no one heard that.
Was it a burp or was it a tummy rumble? Was no, it an open mouth situation?
No, just kind of went whirled up my throat there. And I was like, ah, it's grand, I got away with that. And then everyone started looking at me. Sorry if I burped in your face this morning via the airwaves. My sincere apologies.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I was so convinced. I was like, nah, that didn't come through.
Excellent. So good.
Sorry, guys. My apologies. Very rude.
I love it.
Listen, this is your very last chance. We've done the best we can for you over the last few weeks to get you in that draw to win your way to Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta with Spin's Holiday Hopping.
Yes, you pick the location. We throw in the flights, the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation and four-star hotel transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance.
We have been asking you to WhatsApp us the phrase Holiday Hopping all morning, and if we ring you, we wanted you to answer the phone with a very specific phrase. So let's see how we get on.
It took 3 weeks to get to this stage. If we're still getting people saying hello, I give up, to be honest.
And don't do a burp either. Yeah. Sorry, Emma.
Come on.
Ben, I want to take a holiday.
Yeah! One and done,
whoa,
I knew it.
We got it.
To blow the eardrums off us, and you did just that. I had to take off my headphones. Well done.
Well done. Congratulations, you are in that draw for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Where would you be going if you won this? Mallorca, Morocco or Malta?
Malta, I'd say, yeah.
Malta, have you been before, Darren?
No, I haven't, no.
I was actually just randomly watching a load of Instagram reels of Malta last night.
Were you?
And it looks gorgeous. Yeah,
have you been away this summer, Darren, at all? Or?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't got away yet, no.
Do you know what? You're my favourite, so I hope you win.
Well, the best
Darren,
of luck.
I'm a big fan of you now.
Darren, do you ever do you ever just feel real sick, Darren?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel sick, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Darren, have a fantastic day. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Darren. Any contacts there, no?
Listen, shout out Darren Conway. Do you ever just feel real sick?
If you know, you know.
If you are called Darren and you are ever on the show, that is the question I will be asking you from now on. Do you ever just feel real sick?
Head to Darren Conway's Instagram to find out more. Shout out.
Any biscuits?
When it comes back to this Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, we can do no more.
We wash our hands of it.
Yep. The next person who's giving you the chance to get yourself in that draw is Michaela Hayes. She's on between 10 and 3. Steve Kay is here after that. And sure, there's no Jamie and Faith tonight. It's Friday.
Oh.
So that's it. You're running low on time. And we are officially saying,
or wash our hands.
We can do no more.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello.
Hello, Lou.
Hello. How are you? What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. I did something this morning/last night that I'm really, really happy I was managed to do. Now, I'm going to talk about this on the radio, and I know everyone's going to go, oh, shut up. I'm going to talk about my dream for a second.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Sometimes I hate that we're not allowed to talk about dreams on
the
radio.
But listen, the reason I want to talk about it is because I managed to go, no, I really enjoy this dream. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh,
and picked right back up on episode 2.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It was class.
Yeah. That's so good.
Alarm woke me up again 10 minutes later. No, not ready.
Still gone.
Another, I went onto my phone and said, 6 minutes, please. Back to sleep. Episode 3.
And that's insane.
It was deadly. I don't know how the hell I did it.
Remember?
I do remember. And now, for the record, you can check it. I pay my TV license, okay? The dream, I apparently didn't, or I was just messing with the TV license man.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember he arrived at the door and I just kept taking pictures. I was like, you look like my girlfriend's brother. And I was taking photos of him being like, here, I'll send this to him. Smile there. Anyway, you can't come in. There's no TV in there. So that was the dream.
Wow.
That's the dream you wanted to return to, not once, not twice, but thrice. You taking pictures of the TV license.
Couldn't find anything there, man.
It was super fun.
Wow.
Okay, it's Friday. One more tune time. This is where you get to vote for what song you want to close the show. I have a pick, as does Dave and as does Fiona. Let's get straight into this. This was released, I think, in 2013.
I was messing with the TV license, man. I
misunderstood
that. Let's enjoy it.
Go back to sleep right now.
Yesterday on the show, I brought you some performances of bands performing their songs before they got famous, and the version of this was just brilliant. But if you close your eyes, hard to believe. Bastille and Pompeii, if you want to hear it in full. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Going to need your votes to get this on air. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
A-A-O-A-O, indeed. But have you thought about potentially going for this? Roddy Rich.
We've swapped genres this week.
We have. I've gone for a little bit of an alternative one for me. I usually like an emo song. However, this week I've gone for Roddy Rich. If you would like Roddy Rich and The Box to play in full, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Or just get Dave's version in full. And okay, Billie Eilish plays Three Arena this weekend. I could just go for a Billie Eilish song, but who else is in the news recently? I've gone for this. I'm the bad guy. Ooh. In case you didn't know, there is a version of Billie Eilish's Bad Guy with Justin Bieber.
Didn't really take off, to be honest.
It didn't, but I think it will today.
Right, okay.
If you put Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038, why do I feel like I've already lost this?
I love that tune.
I gave it a go. I love it
too. I used to do a radio show and I played that at least twice an hour.
Whoa.
What a time. If you would like to hear Bastille and Pompeii, that is Emma in a WhatsApp. Going to need your votes, please.
If you want Roddy Rich, The Box, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And if you want Billie Eilish and Justin Bieber, Bad Guy, that is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's been a long month. Finally, we have been paid, though.
The 25th of the month.
Thank the Lord.
Just landed there and I had so many like split bill requests from my fellow. I was like, would you not leave me off?
Leave me off. I was that meme of, do you know Captain Jack Sparrow when like he's on the sinking boat at the very top of it and he just lands on land and it's like me waiting for payment.
Totally meant to do it.
It was bleak.
It's been a tough few days, man.
Yeah, it's been a tough month, to be honest. Long, long month. And I have to go on holidays this month, but it's not till... I know that sounds...
No.
Listen.
I'm so relieved.
My golden shoes are too tight, okay?
I literally feel that my August is... I'm so glad, quiet.
I'm excited to go on holiday, but it's towards the end of the month, and when I get back, it's still a week until payday, so I need to like save this money. However, there are things I want and things I need. Need and want, they're a fine line between the two.
Oh, these are going to be so stupid.
Fine line. They're not that stupid, but what I need you to do is to de-influence me into buying these things. If you don't de-influence me enough, I will go and buy these new
things. And you'll be absolutely broke again in a week's time.
Absolutely broke. We start off easy. another pair of Air Force Ones. I was doing the gardening in these shoes the other day and they're a little bit dirty.
Dave, you are actually, I would actually respect your lack of buying runners. Don't be that person. You're fine. You've done really well with the Air Force Ones. You've had those for a while. You've kept them real clean.
Yeah, you're always wiping.
Get back into the older pair for the garden in future and just stop it. A bit of jiff and a cloth will brighten them up again.
The jiff and the
I actually think there's always space in a wardrobe for another pair of Air Force
Ones.
Oh,
she's the devil
I
on my shoulder.
No, I just,
angel.
I think they're a great purchase. They're timeless. I have a pair on myself at the moment.
Mm. Do you know what? I think Emma won this one.
Okay,
I think
good.
Emma won
really?
This one. Yeah, to be honest.
You're okay. The ones you have still look very new.
You made me feel better about
good.
The situation.
I win. Okay,
you win that one. Okay. A new bedroom fan. If you've been listening to this show, you'll know that I kind of punched the fan one night when I couldn't sleep and I got annoyed at it. And it broke. Now, I have since taken off the other propeller on the opposite side so that it doesn't rock as much now.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the fan is working again. However, it's not as cool as it once was.
As in cool as in looking or cool as in cool air?
Well, both.
Right, okay. I say, my former housemate Megan used to always say these things. Is it an essential item and is it good for your well-being?
Yeah.
If so, you buy it, right? I consider that an essential
you
item.
You consider it essential. See?
I do too, and your sleep is very important.
Okay, you're not de-influencing.
You need to buy all these things. I fear. Unless would like Dawn have a spare fan like floating around the gaff?
Oh no.
No.
My dad would never buy a fan. He'd think it would be a ridiculous purchase.
Okay.
He'd open the window like a real
vintage
man.
You need the fan. Okay, yeah, the rest of these better be stupider. Yeah.
Okay, right, so I'm buying a fan. Great, thanks guys. You're meant to de-influence me. Three, an ice bath. Sometimes I come home from my run and my run is so, like, I'm so bad at running / it's not really a run, it's more of a jog, that I'm so red that I'd love to just dip myself into an ice bath for 3 weeks.
You'd use it once, you'd never use it again. Go and have a cold shower.
Yeah. Go to one of the several ice bath outlets across Dublin at the moment, like the rest of us plebs.
I don't know if he's did a good job at that, to be honest.
You don't need an ice
you
bath.
You don't need an
that's
ice
gonna
bath.
Be, what's that going to be about?
They're so expensive.
I feel
hard
like it's
to
like
keep.
I want a blow up one.
A blow up one. Where are you going to get the ice?
I'll just make it. Fridge.
How much room do you have in your freezer? You'd need every single drawer in your shared accommodation.
I'll go to Centra and I'll buy loads of ice.
Right, you will not do that.
You won't do it. You're not going to do
get
it.
Get yourself
not
a sand pit in the middle aisle of Aldi and fill it up with a hose.
Fine, I won't get an ice bath. You've good. Successfully de-influenced me on two of the things.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Next on the list is an iPad.
No. No. Nope.
Sometimes I want to online shop on a bigger screen.
No, Dave, you can't get you know, iPads are so old now. Who even cares
they're
about
kind
iPads?
They're kind of back in again.
You have
I feel
Kindle.
Like it's the iPad renaissance.
You have a Kindle. That looks
he's
cool
not going to online shop on the Kindle.
I don't have a Kindle.
Oh, what have you read on?
I have an iPad.
So why do you need a new iPad?
I want a newer iPad.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, do it.
Yeah, newer iPad,
no,
right?
No, I'm sorry. No. Absolutely no for the iPad. Waste of money. Apple have enough money.
I'm not 100% saying no to that one.
What do you think about
maybe go for an old school like tablet.
No, that's just
gross.
No. Just
you're such a mom. It's not an iPad.
You're going to buy the tablet and be like, I hate this. And then you're going to end up spending on an iPad anyway.
Lastly, a new car.
Oh God, because the wages we get per month, you could just walk in there. Give me a
I have savings.
Straight into BMW.
I have savings.
Give me a 252 there. You ready to go?
Listen, I don't have that much savings, but I could, you know, I could buy something. I did just get the car fixed and now I turned it on and I think the exhaust might be leaking because it sounds like a boy racer car.
Stop. To be honest, your car has caused you multiple issues over the years. It might be time to start thinking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be doing it all in one go.
Just
you still
thinking
have to get through
it.
The summer.
Didn't
okay.
you just
start
pay
doing a bit of research on it.
£850. Yeah.
Oh, but you shouldn't have done that. Go and ask them to unfix it. Get that back. Buy the new car.
That's the only way it's fair, yeah.
Morning.
Here, I want to tell you about a brand new reality series.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to ITV and it sounds fake. I really, when I saw the headline, I thought, there's no way that's how did they cover the insurance?
Have you
for
been
that?
Poo-craved?
I don't think I have been poo-craved. I did check. This made it to the Guardian newspapers.
Oh, the wow. Guardian, darling.
Guardian, darling. It's called Shark Celebrity Infested Waters.
Oh my God, I've seen the ad for this.
Yeah,
have you?
It actually
yeah.
looks kind of good.
It sounds like one of those the B movies, like where it's like Sharknado 4.
To be honest,
no idea where
I'm most jealous of where it's being filmed because the celebrities involved are like by default going to have a great time. It's being filmed in the Bahamas. Now, the Bahamas home to 7 to 10 shark breeds. They'll essentially be caged up doing challenges with all these sharks around them, I'd imagine. It's quite
Whoa.
Scary. And also, fair play to get the audio quality and everything when they're going to be underwater.
Is it scary, though, if you're in... Like, they're not going to kill you.
I know.
As in, like, not the sharks, as in ITV.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe they would. Look, it's getting hard to get the ratings these days.
The celebrity lineup again, quote unquote, on the celebrity. I know a couple of these names, but not many. Helen George, Lucy Punch, Sir Lenny Henry, Ross Noble, Dougie Pointner.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
the guy from
Dougie
McFly,
Pointer.
Isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But it's happening, and the whole idea is that it's coinciding with the 50th anniversary of Jaws that was released on the 20th of June, 1975. With that in mind, I've been looking up some other kind of the most bizarre all around the world reality TV shows with celebrities and, you know, the kind of extremes that they go to.
Of course.
Some of them very niche, some of them very, very strange. And I've compiled a list of ones that are real and ones that I've fully made up. So let's see how we get on this morning. Is this reality TV show real or fake? A show called Naked and Afraid. Strangers survive nude in extreme wilderness for 3 weeks with limited tools.
Let's work together on this one. I have heard of this.
Have you actually?
Yeah, this is a thing.
No way.
Naked and Afraid is a thing.
Okay, well, amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what channel it's on, but I've definitely heard about it, and it seems like something terrifying.
A, I need to tune in.
Naked and Afraid, yeah, it's filmed in the States. That is legit. Okay, is this real or fake? Obey Me, a show where contestants follow anonymous text instructions from a mysterious producer. If you refuse any of the challenges, you are immediately evicted.
Obey Me.
Obey.
Oh, Obey Me.
Obey Me.
Obey Me.
A French show.
I feel like it's real because it's quite a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Not
also,
saying
she said French, which is a very, very good detail. I'm going to say yes, it's real.
I made it up.
You did not. You ChatGPT'd that.
No. I made it all up. It was my own brain.
Get
doing
on
all
to
the
BBC now with
morning.
That.
That's very good.
I Want to Marry Harry. This is a show where women believed they were dating Prince Harry, but they were duped by a lookalike and it was cancelled after 4 episodes.
It was in a mansion. This is gas. I'm so chronically online that I know that this is real.
Sorry, I'm upset.
Yeah, it
I
was so
good. I
Want
to Marry Harry. All these Americans.
They all thought he was real.
I think the name as well rings a bell and you know it's real.
Yeah,
so,
it is real.
Okay, fair play. Split Personality, a show filmed in the States. Every contestant is secretly assigned a different personality trait that they have to exaggerate.
Seems a bit offensive.
And no one knows who's acting. I'm a Gemini, so I'd have like so many split personalities. It'd be great. What do you think?
I can't help you on this one.
No,
I don't know.
It feels a bit general. I don't think it's real.
Okay, well, you'd be right on that.
Hey.
And what about this one? Who's Your Daddy? A game where fathers try to convince a woman that she's their daughter. Cancelled after one episode due to controversy.
Oh, seems to God. Be too similar to Maury Povich. The original You Are Not the Father.
Yeah.
Okay, no one knows Trisha. What I'm talking about. I think it's fake.
I think it's real.
Dave, you're right. It's real.
Yeah.
One more for the road. Swimmers race. Male contestants donated their swimmers, then raced for the fastest sample to win a Porsche.
It's not real.
No, I think it's real because swimmers is a very Australian term, isn't it?
Well, it actually wasn't called the word swimmers. I changed that to suit the radio show. It's called the legitimate thing. It is
what
real.
Sperm?
It was in Germany 2005, and there was this genuine board where the swimmers were moving towards the egg.
Oh, sorry, they donated their
literally
swimmers.
There and then, and it was like fastest wins a Porsche. Cancelled after one episode in Germany in 2005.
What?
Listen,
it's 25 past nine. We can say sperm, right?
It's just a part of biology.
I suppose it is. Yeah, yeah. Here is Lewis.
You said egg.
The neck. Complaints at spin103.com for that one.
Get ready. Spin 103's golden ticket.
Hey, yeah. Will today be the day?
Yes.
It will.
Do you remember Dave used to get really bad indigestion? And if you had really bad indigestion, it was always a feeling that we were going to get a win on the golden ticket.
It's just really showing my age. Sometimes I'd have an awful indigestion and we're going to have a great game.
Wait, do you know what that's given?
2022 there.
Do you ever feel real sick?
Do you ever just feel real sick?
Shannon's standing by this morning. How's things?
Yeah, all good. Yeah. All good.
Shannon, for the weekend.
Friday. No plans.
No plans, okay.
Is that short for Shannon or is it just Shan?
Or Chantel?
It is Shannon, yeah.
Okay, Callum wins this one. I thought maybe you were just Shan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so nothing on this weekend, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
When you've nothing at all to do, what do you do, Shan?
That's a great question.
Do stuff with the kids, go to like Emerald Park or.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Something like that.
Very nice. All right, and listen, have you been away at all this year, Shannon?
We had a little break.
Where did you go?
Salou.
Salou,
oh,
bro.
Gorge.
Love Salou.
Great spot.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura, Shannon. How would that sound?
Yeah, that'd be deadly.
All right, well, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Not in a while.
Not in a while. Okay, well, let's see if we can refresh your memory. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
20.
25, and five songs 25. And artists are going to play, and you need to guess them, right? If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. Now, some rules that favour you, Shannon, are if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist, all right? No skipping or passing. Yep. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, and you can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song, but if you want to swap the song at any point, Shannon, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Yep.
Happy days. Where are you from?
I live in Bettystown.
Very nice, my neck of the woods. Shannon from Bettystown. Here we go. Best of luck.
Good luck, Shannon.
1 second, Shannon. Our producer has failed to put a timer up on the screen. So we have no timer.
Are you texting Callum, someone there, Callum?
What are you like?
Are you distracted
what
there, Callum?
Palaver.
What are you like?
Oh, very unlike you. Wow.
He's already clocked off, Shannon.
Hey.
All right. Here we go, Shannon. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, it's the coffee.
Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Yes. Oof, yes.
Well done, Shannon.
You got there. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. You see, if you were listening to this game, if you were with us a bit more, you'd know that that song has been locked in as the first song for quite a while now.
But it's all good, Shannon. We got there. It unfortunately did take you a little while. You have 17 seconds left there for four songs.
We can
still
do
doable.
It. Yeah, totally.
Absolutely,
doable.
Shannon. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah,
confident.
Good.
Kind of.
That's what we like.
Key.
Let's go for song two. You still have that swap remaining. 17 and a half seconds left on the clock. And song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You can't be shit, I'm a early
bird. It's 10 o'clock before. Lad from Wicklow. Long hair.
Yes. Do you want to swap it?
Okay.
Yeah, swap.
All right,
yeah.
Let's swap it.
Hosier and Too Sweet. That was your song two. Not to worry, it's gone now.
Andrew Hosier Byrne.
Mm. Yes, but all good. We have reset the clock back to 17 seconds. So all good, Shan. A new song two playing for you now in a second.
Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What do you think, Shan?
Oh, God.
French
Madonna
DJ.
Blank.
French DJ.
Played Longitude a few weeks ago.
And singer with the fringe who swings from something that Shannon sticks into the ceiling.
Oh, no.
I think they were pretty good clues, to be honest with you, Shannon.
Yeah, probably.
David Guetta, French DJ.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Girl with the fringe.
Who's like to swing from things from the ceiling.
Sia.
Chandelier. Sia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have it now. Give her another go. Shannon, listen, did you have fun?
Yeah, it was definitely
that's
fun.
That's all that matters to us, Shannon. I hope you have a wonderful weekend doing absolutely nothing. That sounds like the dream.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Brilliant, thanks very much.
Good luck, Shannon.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's do a little demo game and see how Fiona would have got on with this morning. Let's go for... you won't let me play out the songs, will you? You want to keep
what about song one?
Monday?
Song one.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso.
Brittany Carpenter, Espresso.
Brittany Carpenter.
Okay, perfect.
You say the artist, I'll say the song.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just my game.
Fine, sorry, do you know what?
Too Sweet, Hosier.
I was just involving myself, I'm so sorry.
You're not part of this.
No, don't worry, I'll sit out.
The swap we just played there on song two.
Beautiful People, see ya, David Guetta.
David Guetta.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be rogue, I'm going to be crazy. Monday morning, I'm not going to change anything. So the game that we played this morning will be the same game on Monday.
Oh, for God's
that's
sake
crazy.
Now, if you're listening, enter the bloody golden ticket on Monday.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He's
you
really
could
clocked
really...
I don't care anymore.
you could really be walking away with this holiday on Monday.
Everyone's wrecked from this blooming thing. All right.
Did you hear what that was? Espresso and Too Sweet. What happens if you put too much sugar in your espresso?
Sweet.
That's what
you
want.
Gotcha. Rosé Bruno Mars, APT on spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. That is just about it from us. What a week.
Hey, well done, everybody.
Good
that
crack.
That was a good one.
If you missed out on any of the crack on the show this week, our podcast is fully charged, recharged. Get in your ears across the weekend and have a good one. Good luck with the Comedy Festival, Fiona.
Oh my God, thanks, Queen.
That's enough to our producer, Callum, for the results of one more to tune.
Thank you very much. You have been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Bastille and Pompeii. Dave went with Roddy Ricch in the box. And Fiona went for Billie Eilish and Justin Bieber, Bad Guy. Duh. I can reveal that Fiona came last with 19% of the vote.
Why do I even do this?
The winning person got 50% of the vote, and I can tell you the winner this week,
come on,
with half the vote, is Emma Nolan and Bastille.
Good. I'm excited
song.
To hear this now.
Haven't heard this song in so long. 12 years old.
Wow.
Doesn't feel like that long.
As I've always said, A-O.
And you've always said that.
And you know what? You're dead right now, too.
But I could put the lap.
Michaela's on the way. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks
Good
for listening.
Luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye.